in the skillet.
Uh-huh. Mm. What else was it besides the skillet?
The pot.
What was the skillet made out of?
From my mind, some of them loony.
Did you ever see something kind of like a skillet that had little legs on it you could put in the fire?
Uh-huh. Put that coal on top of it and cook the birds. Or cook whatever you want. Had legs for that skillet.
Uh-huh.
And had that skillet sitting on some coal.
You call
just
them ovens. That's what you call them in the
days. Because we never did have now, but my auntie had one. We never did have one of the legs with the skillet with the legs, but my auntie had.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What would, if you went outside and you cut some flowers and wanted to put them in the house, you could keep them in the...
And get you a pitcher, a glass pitcher, and put them in.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you could call that if it's real fancy to put flowers in?
Called a flower pot.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And talking about chickens, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Your hen's setting.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, hen's setting.
What do you call, when you're eating chicken, what do you call the bone like this? You know? The bone shaped like this? Children would want to get it.
You don't know what that is. That's a pool bone.
Mm.
Do you ever
hear? The pool bone.
Is that what you called it?
No, I don't know. Do
you ever hear wishbone?
The wish.
Cold.
What did you call that?
I just called the chicken some of the chicken.
Uh-huh.
I called it some of the chicken.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I guess I have to go.
And wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the soap off, she does what to them?
Rinse.
And the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing them?
I call it a dish rag.
Okay. What about when you're drying them?
A dry rag.
And to bathe your face with, you'd have a...
A towel to bathe your face with.
And to dry yourself?
A towel.
And... Say if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you give everybody a...
A plate. Uh-huh. A spoon.
And what else?
And a knife and a fork.
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak and you couldn't cut it, it wasn't very tender, you'd have to give every... You'd have to put out steak, several steak,
mm-hmm.
What?
Everybody have to have their knives and fork coat
uh-huh.
to cut the steak with.
So if you had three people eating, you'd put out three forks and three...
Mm-hmm.
Three what?
Three forks and three knives and three spoons.
And something that you'd use if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a real narrow mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want it to spill out. You'd pour it through a...
A faucet.
Uh-huh. What did that look like?
It's big and it's got a stem down to the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
Put the end to this small mouth where they're going to put the end. To keep spilling.
Uh-huh. And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with the...
With the line.
Okay.
I hit him with the wheel.
And if you were riding on a horse, you'd hold the...
The mouth.
You'd call it the lines if you were riding?
Yeah, I'm called the bridle rein. I call it the bridle rein.
And your feet would be in the... Your feet would be in the... What?